Let us again start from the beginning of this sugya and of Vav Amud Beis, and we'll learn the sugya further. Omar Rav Mamidoi, Vaisei Tefach Eichen Mamidoi. The Tefach of the Shlishis Tefach Eichen Mamidoi. Omar Rav Mamidoi Keneged Hayotzei, you put it Keneged Hayotzei, we have here a picture in Rashi. You have a Sukkah Kemin Gam, like a L. So you put it Keneged one of the two walls. Omri Leif Rav Kahane V'Rav Asi L'Rav V'Yamidenu Keneged Roish Toir. So he asked Akasha, maybe you should put it, we had said last week, like the Maram, that you should put it on the opposite corner. That was the Kasha. Then it's Nirek Dalad Mechitzes Rashi says you have a L and the corner of the L, the right angle, which is opposite the right angle of the L, that's where you should put this Tefach on an angle. Shosik Rav. And just to refresh our memory, so Taisvis, let us just see the Taisvis, because it's Negeya, the Gemara we're going to learn today. V'yamidenu keneged roish toir, af al gav, dachayotzi bizeh oma perikame da erevin, osi avire da haigise mavatalei. That Taisvis asked, how could you have this tefach? On the opposite corner, you say, Osi avire da haigise mevatalei. So Tosfos says, Hocho de tefach mechitze di reise, here it's a mechitze di reise, behilches de gemiri lo, loi osi avire mevatalei. If you have a mechitze di reise of a tefach, so memele, then you don't say, Osi avire da haigise and haigise mevatalei. That is in the Perish Chai, the picture is 84. That's the Maram's Pshat, and Taisa says, let's go Sevir, and Taisa says, by a Mechitzes Tefach, you don't say, yeah. Yeah. No. No, this the Maram says this is Rashi's Pshat. The Maram says this is Pshat and Rashi. The other's Lam Pshat. This is Mashal learned this Pshat and Rashi.
What does Rashi mean? What are the terms?
Zuck the Gemara weiter. Itma nami amashmu mishmei de Levi mamidei keneged hayotzei v'chein meirim bei midrashe. That's like Rav mamidei keneged hayotzei. Rabbi Simon v'iteime Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi oma oise loy tefach seichek. You make a tefach seichek. A tefach seichek, you look in the Perish Chai on the next page. A tefach seichek is a tefach that is made like this. A tefach is dalit gudlim. A tefach seichik is if the dalit gudlim are not touching one another. So that is a smiling tefach. A smiling tefach. So memela, these are four gudlim, and that's a tefach. Oiseloi tefach seichik. So he makes this tefach. It's a little bit more than a tefach because it's a tefach seichik. It's a smiling tefach. The four gudlim are not pressed together. Umamidai bepoches mishloisha tvochim somach ledoifim. And you take this tefach seichik, you put it a little less than three tvochim somach ledoifim. Bechol poches mishloisha somach ledoifim kilovodomi. And every poches mishloisha is lovod. Now, let us see first Rashi. Rashi says, Tefach Seichek, Moididin Bedalid Etzboi She'enam Noigis Zubazu. When you measure the Tefach, it is not a Mitzumtzum Dike Tefach. It's Dalid Etzboi She'enam Noigis Zubazu, Davit Tefach Umashu. So the Daifen Shlishi, it is, we're saying, you bake it at Tefach Umashu, Umamidai Bepoches Migimel Somoch La'achas Hatfon. This is a good picture we have in Beis in the Gemara. So you take it Poches Migimel, Upoches Migimel Kilovut, Bahavilei Kemechitze Shel Dalet Foch. So it's Ke'ilu, we have a Mechitze now on the Ruach Shlishi, of Dalet Fochim, Umeshech Suke Shiva, and the length of the, of a Suke Ktane is 7 Tvochim, Nimtza Ruboi Shel Doifen Osui. So it comes out, if with the Stefach Seichek in Lavod, so we have already, on the, we have 4 Tvochim on the third Ruach, Ruboi Shel Doifen Osui. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over a vote from the Briskerov, Chedushi Agriz, and from this we'll be able to get a klolkeit in our sugya, which is very negeya, the whole sugya which we will be learning now. The Briskerov asks Akasha, he says, what is pshat in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? You take a tefach soichik and you mamet toich gimel, so you have 4 tefachim, rubi shodayf and osui. He says, l'chayre the halacha was, halacha l'moishe misinai was that shtayim kilchosim, a shlish is tefach. What is pshat in this, that you take this tefach and you make 4? So you have, what is pshat in this? So the Briskerov says, the Be'emes Shnei Dinim Nifrodim. There are 2 distinct halachas. The Le'inyin Iker Din Defanois Hamureis Besuke. In the, there's 1 halacha. The size of the doifen, the size of the wall. What's the size? What's the dimensions? Be'emes betefach ba'alme sagi alibe de kulam. Everyone holds shlish is tefach. That was the loch lemoishim isinai. You need a wall that is a reich, there's a reich of tefach, 10 tefachim tall, and a reich of tefach. That's poshim. Vahode matzrich, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, she ye roiv doifen osui, teini 4 tefachim, roiv of 7 tefachim, Hu din acher legamri. This is a different halacha. What is this different halacha? Da al kaponim ba'inin shetei hasuka stuma beruach shlishi. There's another halacha that the suka has to be sosum. It has to be mugdal and the third ruach. So there are 2 halachas. There's 1 avalein zeklam ikel din hechshir defanis. That means there's 1 halacha, you need a mechitza of a tefach. That's 1 halacha. How large does the mechitza have to be? The mechitza has to be a tefach. Then there's another halacha that we have to reckon that the sukkah, the area is mugdar, is surrounded, is sosum. There's a new din stime, and he names on this is a deraisa the kedin. And that is our sugya. How do we accomplish this? And he says, and that was the sugya before also. The sugya before the Gemara said, where do you put the tefach? So the shaila, where to put the tefach, is not on the din shlishis tefach. Shlishis tefach is a tefach. Where to put the tefach, the shaila was, how can you make the sugya sosum al yedei hatefach? So v'kant the Gemara is the kasha, make a keneged roish too. So that was the kasha, v'kant according to the Maram, that's beautiful. That you put it on the opposite corner, it's like you have dalet mechitzes. You have dalet mechitzes, that means that's ke'ilu, that it's sosum from all 4 sides. That was the lomdis of roish too. Now Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said a different lomdis. You know how you make the sukkah sosum? You make roiv doifen asuya, you make ke'ilu this dalet fochim. There is dalet fochim, which on this time already, you have the tefach seichek, and it's teich gimel to the other mechitze, so it's roiv ruach stume, so memele, so that is in the second halacha. So there are two halachas. There's a halacha you need a mechitze stefach, and then you have to be seisim the ruach. And we'll be learning different oifanim. Taisi says this whole thing is a derabanan, could be it's a deraisa. But al koponim, this is the purpose of the second halacha to make the sukkah stuma, that the area should be considered its sosum beruach shlishis. Now let us see Taisvis. Oise loy tefach seichek. Now Rashi had explained to us that fakel, the lomdis is, as we had just mentioned, that you need a rive, the rive of the ruach should be sosum. Let us give a shtikal akdoma, we'll understand what Taisvis kasha is. Taisvis understood Rabbi Simon different completely. Taisvis understood that Rav Simon said as follows. Number one, the shir is not a tefach. The shir is a tefach seichik. Shlish is tefach, doesn't mean a mitzumtzum dike tefach, means a tefach seichik. That's number one. Number two, and that what he said, mamidoi toich gimel. So he's coming to say something else. Fakert lafukei from the kasha of Reish Tur. We had a mahalach Reish Tur that you can put the mechitzas tefach in the opposite corner. It doesn't have to be connected to the two mechitzas. That's how he has the kasha. He said punkt fakert. He said you have to make sure that the mechitza shlishis of a tefach has to be connected to one of the walls. That's what he says. So he's telling us two halachas. He says, number one, you need a tefach seich. Not a plain tefach, you need a tefach seich. Number two, this tefach has to be connected to the wall. So make it toich kibbel. That's all what he said. So if Taisvis understood this, asked Samoira de Kekashe. Let's make a kone bepoches mi gimel somoch le doifen. Vector Taisvis, I have a different idea. Why do you have to have a wall that's a tefach? Let's take a small kone. That's a mashu. That's an etzpa. And this kone will make it toich gimel. And will accomplish the same thing. So if this kone is toich gimel, so we have also, you have lovod. So lovod makes it a mechitza. So we have a mechitza tefach seichik. If it's toich gimel, it's tutvachim, whatever it is. Toich gimel, whatever it is. And it's attached to one of the two walls. So finished. So why do you need a tefach seichik and toich gimel? You can accomplish this with a kone kodu. Take a kone, and put it toich gimel, let it be toich tefach to one of the two walls. So you'll say lovut, so it's considered I have here a tefach soichik. A kone plus a tefach will be a tefach soichik. It's attached to one of the two walls, and you have this already. So why do you need a tefach soichik to do this? You can do this with a kone. That is Taisvis kasha. So Taisvis says, "Kone bepoches mi gimel samach ledayfen lo yoyel lichoshev ki tefach machmas lovud." Let's make a tefach with lovud. So Taisvis says, "Do lekach boy tefach seichik." You know, I need a tefach seichik. Not you need a tefach seichik. You need a tefach seichik. They say dayfen zarochem abot vachem ki the perish bekuntres. Not that he's telling us two different halachas. You need a tefach seichik, and it should be attached to one of the two walls. No, you need four tvachim. That's what you need. So if you need four tvachim, you can only make four tvachim with a tefach seichik and a toich gimel. That's how you can make four tvachim. Kedepeirish bekuntres. Kedei sheyei roiv doifen. You should have roiv doifen. Dishiyu roiv b'shiva tvachim. O ba'ashehu. Now here's a shvera taisvis de ma'ashehu. That the shira shiva tvachim o ma'ashehu. So me'mele, So that's why you need a Tefach Seichik. Teich Gimel. Va'oid dikone mevatalei avirim. Now this second teretz will be marich a lot on this second teretz. It's more Taisus, but there's a mouthful over here. So Taisus says, let's say my first pshat is right. That could be the whole pshat of Tefach, the whole pshat of Tefach Seichik Teich Gimel is the mechuvin is that you need a Tefach Seichik that should be attached to one of the two walls. So why can you do it with a kone? The kone mevatale avire. The aver will be mevatal. So the pashtis of Teisvis is that you'll say if you'll have a kone Teich Gimel to one of the walls, so you say, Osi avire da haigise, and haigise mevatalei. That's the pashtas of Taisus. Taisus before had said, let's also say, by the mechitzas tefach, let's say, Osi avire da haigise mevatalei. So Taisus had a shtik teure, that at the tefach mechitzas di eraise, you don't say Osi avire. But if you're gonna start off with a kone, not a tefach, so mainly you say, Osi avire da haigise mevatalei. That's l'chayre de ivre in Taisus. No kan shoyel aben, aber how can you say osa vire da gise mevatale? On one side you've loved over there. So it's a mevatale. Forget you have loved. So what is pshat in Taisus? That is the problem in Taisus. Now let us for perhaps 10-15 minutes learn a gemara. A small gemara weiter, daf yudzayim, a gemara, Rashi, in the Taisvis, and the Marsho, will help us a little bit to understand this Taisvis. Let us see daf tezayin amid beis. The five lines from the bottom daf tezayin amid beis. Oma Rabbi Ami, Pas arbo umashehu mater besuke mishum doifen. If you have a board that is four tfochim en amashehu, mater besuke mishum doifen, that's mater, umukim lei bepochais mishloisha tfochim somoch le doifen. You take this arbo umashehu, you put it pochais mishloisha tfochim somoch le doifen, b'chol poches mishloishe samach ledoifen kilovadami. So you have over here four and a mashu and poches mishloishe. My kamashmlan or kamashmlan shir meshech suke ktana shiva. The length of a suke ktana is shiva. Now, we have to figure out what is this gemara speaking about. Now we have here machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, pas dalet umashehu mater besuke. So Rashi says, im gavoya yud, urechova dalet umashehu, umukila bepoches migimel samach ledoifen, and we'll put this poches migimel samach ledoifen hasheni. So Rashi says a mouthful over here. Rashi put it samach ledoifen poches ledoifen hasheni, the second wall. So that means we have here two walls already. And you put it next to the second wall. V'chi amrinen lovud ika doifen shive. So now you say lovud, so you'll have a doifen that is seven tvachim. V'zemeshech suke ktano k'day roishe v'rubay. Now, this Rashi seems to be saying that you had already two walls, and you put it next to the second wall, so you have a suke, so this is a third wall. Fregt der Ritva auf Rashi, Shem HaShemayim. Und der Loch ist Stein, Kilchos, und der Schlisch ist Tefach. Now all of a sudden, Rab Ami comes and says, on this, the Ruach Schlisch ist, you make a pass Dalit, and then in love. So you make a different Shiva on the Ruach Schlisch ist. Was tut sich da? This is the Ritva's Kasha on Rashi. Let us put this Kasha on hold. When we'll later get into the Sugya further, we'll come back to this Rashi. But this is L'chayra Shvera Rashi. Now, let us see Taisvus. B'pochais mishloishe samuch ledoifen, Mitzvah sukkah, so Taisvis didn't want to learn like Rashi, so Taisvis has a different shot. Mitzvah sukkah, b'shtei d'fonis, mitzvah sukkah is two d'fonis, kilchosa. The sheet of the kulu amayroi delel bepirkin, we hear on the forum at base, karabonon, the omri shtayim kilchosa, hainu kemin gam. You need two walls. The third is a tefach. We're talking about how many walls do you need? In two walls. Bima achas minatfone shleimis. If you have one ganze wand, one whole wall. Unesune mizrochis. Muki lo lahai pas arbo umashu. So he takes this a pas arbo umashu. Letzadorim. Oy letzadzofen. Bepochis mishloisho ledoife mizrochis. So now you take this four and a mashu, you put it teich gimel to this daifa mizrochi, the nechshav kisosim, so now you make a gam, you make an L, the yesh kan steit fanish shleimus. Forget, he's saying, you don't need two whole walls. You can make it with one seven tefach wall, and the other one will be four tvachim, and you'll be mamadit teich gimel. Period. So here this is very different than Rashi. Here he's telling us the second wall doesn't have to be Zion, it could be a Dalad and a Mashu and Teich Gimel. Frektach Toisvis v'teima lomo li pas arbo. Why do you need to make the second wall a pas arbo? Yase pas shnei tvachim. You don't need so much lumber. You could take a pas of not such a large piece of lumber, I mean. Yase pash shnei tvachim, v'yamidenu samuch ledoifin, so two tvachim next to the doifin, v'yachik shloisha tvachim, so now we have five, poches mashu, v'yamid pas echot shel shnei tvachim o mashu, so we can do this, you don't need such a large piece of lumber of four tvachim, you can make it two pasim, a pas base, that revach poches megimu nachamol a pas beis a mashu. You can also have seven tvachim. Why do you need a pas dalet? So you tell me, was that been gribbling? I say, in it's the same thing. So they says no. The chvosei porich perikam et deirven. Now this is a gemara zakashe. The Omar of Yehuda, the gemara says in Eirven, mavoi shurachov tesvav amet. A movi, the maximum shear of a Pesach of a movi is 10 amis. What if it's 15 amis? So we have to lessen the opening of the movi. So it says, Malchik shtei amis, v'oise pas gimel amis. So you first make two amis space, and then gimel amis, and then you have your Pesach of 10 amis. Uporich for the Gemara, why do you need a pas gimel amis? Yase pas amo umachza. Let's make an amo umachza. V'yachik shtei amis. So now we have three and a half amis. V'yase pas amo umachza. You could be memayit. The 15 amis don't need a pas gimel. You could do it with a pass of an amen amacht, another pass of an amen amacht. So Taisu says, so you see, I'm asking a legitimate kasha. Just like he said in Erevin, you need a pass gimel. So the Gemara asks, you can do it with a two passim, each one an amen amacht. So I'm asking the same kasha. Why do you need a pass dalit? You could do it with two passim of shtei tvach. Aye, so let's see what the Gemara answers over there. V'lek olishnuye hochi k'demishani hosom. You can't say the Gemara's teretz that it says over there. The osi avira da'igise mevatalei. So there the Gemara answers that if you're going to make a pas amo machte, and then you're going to make a opening of two tvachim, and then nachamola pas amo machze. So the second pas amo machze will say osa avira da haigise or da haigise mevatolei. So the avir of two amis on one side and the avir of 10 amis on the other side will be mevatol the second pas. So that's what the Gemara answers over there. So Taisa says that's very good in Erev. We're speaking about Amis. We're speaking about there should be a difference between, there should be a difference of two Amis between one pass and the other pass. So it's very good. About the Hoche, but over here I'm asking a different kasha. Kol apoches mi gimel kilavodomi. Poches mi gimel is like lovet. Vahavale kisosum. So it's a lovet is like the donsi asavira da gisa and gisa mavata. Vahavale kisosum. Da filo osa kol defanes hasuke kone kone bepoches mi gimel ksherek. The sanyalel. We can have later in the sugye, in our sugye, that you can make a whole sugye of kanim, that in you say lovut. Kedisanya la'el, doifin sukke, kedoifin Shabbos, that whatever makes a reshus ha'yochid l'gabi Shabbos can make, it can be considered a doifin for sukke, bovad, shelo yehei bein kone, l'chaveira gimel tvoch. So memele, that is kaitais viskasha. Now, we don't have to get involved in what Taisvus answers. That's not another parsha. So, Abakaponim, we see from this Taisvus, that this Taisvus says, klar, that if you have lovud, pasnet zogin osi avire daigise daigise mevatle. That's what it says in our Taisvus. Fine. Now, let us see the marsha and after Zayin Lamed Beis. Now this Marsha the last Marsha and the Marsha is written Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, the second Marsha Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. The Hoche Kol HaPoches Migimul Kilovet Domi V'Havalei Kisosum Vait Koshvin in Estasi the Sechta Tvei the Beis Pas M'shesh B'Kol Echad Chatsi Tefach U'Mashu Sagi. ולחיירה, זוקת מרשו, שזה סויסר מה שכוספו לאל בדף זיין, באויסי לאי תפח סייחיק, תויסוס on דף זיין, the תויסוס were in the midst of learning now, דקונה פוחס מגימול סומך לדויפן ליויל. Our תויסוס said that הקונה פוחס מגימול סומך לדויפן won't help. Boy, so Taisus says the kone mevatale avire. That's what Taisus said. At kan leshoinaim. Harei locha behedyis. So you see from Taisus dav zayin dav bepoches megimul. Omrinen osi avire dahaygise mevatale. As I fact, as a matter of fact, Marsha tzastira these two Taisus. V'yesh lechalek. So the Marsha answers. The Gabi Ahu Tefach Kamrin in Hosi Taisus is talking about a machitze to make a tefach. The Gabi Ahu Tefach Kamrin in Hosom, Davire Dahagise Dagise Mabatalei, Boloi Havi Kelovut, and it's not like Lovut. Avo be machitze Shleime Havi Shaper Kelovut, Bloy osi avire dagise, dagise mabatalei, priyagavne, cholku atoises lakaman lerove, the less lay lovod beyeshlo ptsimim ein shom vedoik. So the Marsha says, it matters what we're talking about. If we want to make a machitze tefach, that's all we're interested in making, then you'll say osi avire dagise, dagise mabatalei. And you won't say lovut. V'lei havike lovut. But if you want to make a mechitza zayin, then we, or mechitza, if you want to make a mechitza zayin, or mechitza dalit, then we'll say, osi avire dagisa, then you won't say, osi avire dagisa, dagisa mevatale, and he brings a raya from a taisvus further. And let us just see that taisvus, and then we'll try to explain what the Marsha is saying. There's a taisvus and a yudchesam at base. And all we have to see is thus we have to see the next to the last line of Taisvis and Yudchesamet Beis, the first Taisvis. V'kolshkein denichelei tvei taimed derove The Motzina Lemeimer, the Kosova, Ravi holds, the Gmiri Tefach Beloy Lovot. You need a Tefach without Lovot. That means you can't make a Tefach Al Yedei Lovot. The Loyemrin in Lovot, Ella Lemchitza Shleimois, Beloy Lemchitza Shel Tefach. So Taisvis is saying, and let's be mamtic a little bit, that Ba'emison, we had learned on Davova Medbeis, that the Aloch Lamoshe Misinai of Lovod was said in Mechitzin. So that means to create a Mechitze, Stam Mechitze is the minimum, is Dalet Tvochem. That's a Rishus. Dalet Tvochem al Dalet Tvochem is a Rishus. That's a Mechitze Lagabi Shabbos, Lagabi. So you need a shame mechitza is the minimum is dalat tvochem. This I didn't love it. You can make a mechitza of dalat tvochem al yedei lovot. A mechitza stefach, this is it. This is a god of special din gabi sukkah that a mechitza stefach also is a chivis. There you can't use lovot to make a mechitza stefach. There's a whole tumul if the halacha of lovot was said by Kalim. There's a Mogen Avraham and Simin Kuftes. It brings a machlokes harishonim. Lovod is only said by mechitzas. Lovod is not a din that is said all over. It's said in hilchis mechitzas. So the marsha, and this is what this taisvah says, that the halacha of lovod, that I could use lovod to make a mechitzah, that's by mechitzah shleimus. That means a mechitzah of at least dalet tvachim. To make such a mechitzah, then there's a din lovod, that you can use lovod to make a mechitzah. To make a mechitzah stefach, there's no din of lovod. So that's l'chayre what the Marshal wants to say on our Taisvis. Our Taisvis was asking Akasha, let's make a Mechitzis Tefach with Lovot. We'll take a Kone, and we'll put it to Gimel to the Mechitzis, and we'll make a Mechitzis Shlishi of a Tefach with Lovot. The Taisvis says, doesn't work like that. You'll say, oh, Savira Dagisa, Dagisa Mevatalai. Faker, you won't even have the Kone. You can't use Lovot. To the halacha that lovod can make that you don't say oh sabira dagisa bevatalei fakel lovod makes a kilosasim that stavke if we're making a mechitzas dalit we're making a geherige mechitza then we can use lovod but with only making a mechitzas aleph one tefach then there's no din lovod that is how the marsha says pshat and artaisus. Now let us go further. Zog de Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehuda Suke ha asuya ke mavoi kshayra. Asuke uz asuya ke mavoi. That means till now we were speaking about shtayim kilchos or mushlishis tefach. We were speaking about that the two mechitzes are connected like a gam, and then you have a shlishis tefach. Now here we have a good picture in the Gemara also. The Gimel. What if the two mechitzes are like a movi mefulish? You have two walls, one connected the other. They're not a raven, they're not connected. Omar Rav Yehuda, suke hasuye ke movi ksheira. It's kosher. Now you have a tefach, so you have four places where to put it. That means you take the mechitzas tefach, you'll attach it to one of the four sides. Just like Rav said, the mamidai keneged hayotze, where the mechitza ends. So you have four places where these two mechitzas end, so you can put this mechitzas tefach wherever you want. That is what Rabbi Yehuda said. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between a suki that's also kigam, that the two mechitzas are connected, or a suki also kimovi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kimovi hamefulish, sheshtei atfoneis zu kinegidzu, one is opposite the other, not one connected to the other, ksheiro, Tanami kori kilchosim. The Aloch Lamayishim is in a shtei mechitzes kilchosim. It's also called kilchosim. And the tefach, so that shtayim kol chosn l'shlish is tefach, l'chol ruach sheyirtze. Shereyesh kan arbo yoytzin, you put it connected a yoytze, u'leize yoytze sheyirtze yasenu, any yoytze he wants, will make it there. Rab Simon v'iteime Rab Yeshua ben Levi. Now we have to remember, we know how Rab Simon holds, how you make it by we just said Rab Simon v'iteime Rab Yeshua ben Levi said oisele tefach soichik. We know what he says by shtayim kol chosam amish, you make a tefach soichik teich gimel. Now Rab Simon v'iteime Rab Yeshua ben Levi omar oisele pas arbo. Those are kushen and andere zach. You take a pas arbo, umashehu, umamidoi bepoches mishloishe samoch ledoifin, b'chol poches mishloishe samoch ledoifin kelovedomi. So in other words, here you make a doifin zayin. You make here a doifin zayin, you make dalet, teich gimel, you make zayin. Frag de gemore, ayesh your kashe, umayishno, I don't understand. Hosom bayeva sukke kemin gam de kam ritzagi tefach soichik. Yosef tefach soichik is enough. Umayish no hoche de kam rit boi pas arbo. So Rav Simon answered, Hosom de iko shtey defanois kehilchosom. There you have two defanois kehilchosom. Shtei defanis da revon. Two defanis, one is connected to the other. That's good. Two kosher defanis. So for the ruach shlishi, sagi lei betefach soichik. So the third ruach is enough at tefach soichik. Hoche de leke shtei defanis. There's no shtei defanis kilchosom. Two opposite defanis is not shtei defanis kilchosom. The two defanis have to be attached. You don't have two defanis attached. You have one on one side, one on the other side. It's like a movie. This is not good. This is not a good sukkah. The sukkah has to be, you need state fanis kilchosa. This is not kilchosa. So you have to make a third doifin over there. You have to make a second doifin. You have to make state fanis kilchosa. So memele, the leke state fanis, ike pasabo in iloiloi. So Mamela, here you have to take a pas dalid, teich gimel. So you have a daif and zayin. So now you have shtei tfanis kilchosa. Let us see Rashi. I say pas daif and gomur shel dalid vochim. Uma amidoi bepoches mi gimel somach le daif and eitzel miktsoye. And you put it by the end of the wall. Pas arbo, the chiamrin and lovud, iko zayin tvochim, oruch yedei sukkiktan. So we have here a wall of seven tvochim. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? So he says, there you have shtei defanois shleimois kilchosom kemin gam. They nireis mifuloshes kahai. This is not mifulish. It's not open to the world. If it's mifulish, you don't have any protection whatsoever. This is not a dira. Inclined people could walk through your whole sukkah. So memele. So then is good. Shlishes is genug. Shlishes tefach seichik. Masha ain kain, if it's mefulish, you don't have shtei tfanis kilchosom. So you have to make your shtei tfanis kilchosom. So we'll do this with our pas dalid teich gimel. That is what Rav Simon said. Fine. Omar Rove. Now we're going to have three lishoynis in Rove. And there's a very interesting Rashi. Harashi learns the sugya, the three lashonis in Rove. Omar Rove, so Rashi learns pshat, that Rove is not speaking about a sugya ha'osi kemovui. Rove is going back on what we had before. Yeah, the sugya that's asuya kigam, and shlishes tefach. Omar Rove ve'eino niteres elo b'tzuras ha-Pesach. If you have shtei defones kimin gam, so the third ruach is only mutter with atzuras ha-Pesach. Now we'll see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Omar Rove ve'eino niteres elo b'tzuras ha-Pesach. So Rashi says, Be'erev in Omar, Heichidom Mitzures HaPesach, Kone Mikan, V'kone Mikan, V'kone Al-Gabei. V'hochi Kom HaRoven, here this is Pshat and Roven, De Tefach Shashoninu Be'Braise Shemater Be'Doifen Shlishis. We learned the Be'Braise Shnayim Kelchosom Shlishis Tefach. So Roven said, this Tefach that we learned at Shemater Be'Doifen Shlishis, Einoi mater, ele im kein osol, li oisei tefach, you made this tefach, tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kol ha-doifen kuloi. You made it a tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kol ha-doifen kuloi. What this means, we'll come back to this soon. Keita. Kone shel chatzi tefach eitzel ha-yoitze. So that would it's a shlishis tefach. You know you make the shlishis tefach. You take a half a tefach. By the Yoitze, right? Like the way Rav said. Eitzel ha-Yoitze. V'konish al-chatzi tefach b'miktsoye shekenege, the opposite end. V'kon al-gabeyem mizeloze. The havelekilu kol ha-doifen sosum. The whole doifen is sosum. The pesach sheyesh leitzures ha-pesach stime ma'al yisi be'erkama de'erivim. Bezeu tefach sha'omru chachomim. So Rove said that what it says shlishis tefach. You know what you do? You split the tefach and you make a tzuras ha-pesach out of it. Look, the Briske Rov explains Rove. A pidalka is what he said before in Rav Simoy. He says that we had mentioned there are two inyonim by the doifen shlishis. There's one, then you need an oimet tefach, you need a mechitzas tefach, that's one, then you need shlishis tefach. There's another halacha, you need a stime beruach shlishis, it has to be sosum. So Rav said, you can kill two birds with one stone. You have to be sosum beruach. Now how you say some deruach? You say some deruach with the tzuras ha-pesach. That's the only way you can be say some deruach. He didn't hold these things. But Rav Simon, betroiv doifen also, you have four tfachim, that's a rape. You have to be say some deruach. You have to be say some the whole ruach. So Memeila, but Rav said, you know what? I'll tell you about a chiddush. You don't need, I'll save you some lumber. You don't need a mechitzas tefach. Plus another kone to make a tzuras ha-pesach. You can split the tefach. The tefach and the mechitzah shlishes, you can split this tefach in half, and you can have a half a tefach eitzel ha-yoytzeh, half a tefach on the other end, and that's also mitzurif to a mechitzah tefach. Maybe because the long list says a tzuras ha-tefach that's mechaber, a tzuras ha-pesach that's mechaber. So you still have your mechitzah tefach, but the stimas, her ruach, only comes about if you made on the ruach a tzuras ha-pesach. You made a tzuras ha-pesach out of it. So Rav said, now this is a new mahalach in tefach, and the shlishi sagilei b'tefach, that you need a mechitzas tefach plus a stima al pnei kol haruach. Now one more thing, which is very wichtig, Rashi says, let's go back to the Rashi. V'hochi kom harove, the tefach sheshanino bebraise, shemater bedoifen shlishis, eini mater elim kein oso looisei tefach tzures ha-pesach, al penei kol ha-doifen kuloi. Now Rashi is saying something over here. The Molchai in Simen Tov Shin Lamed Aleph, told us Pshat and Rashi. Shitas Rashi is, if you have here a sukkah that let's say the two walls that we do have are 10 amos long. You have two walls 10 amos long. Now we're speaking about the doifen shlishi. So that Rav said in the first Lashon, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. You know how long the Tzuras HaPesach has to be? 10 amos long it has to be. That is what Rashi is telling us. Rashi is telling us, the most Rabbin is the Rav Yosef, Rashi, only 10 amos long, you make it till Zayin Tzvoch, only 10 amos long. But Rashi says, in Rav, you need it 10 amos long. Need it 10 amos long. Then it will be kosher. Before we go further, we had mentioned a Rashi on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and Rashi had said that the Gemara said over there, you can make, Rabbi Ami said, you can make a pas dalit, yamamid et toich gimel, and you have a mechitza zayin. And Rashi said, we're speaking about, this is the third wall. This is speaking about the third wall. You have two walls. So he had mentioned that the Ritva asks on Rashi, please, the third wall, you need a daif and zayin. The third wall is sagilei betefach. So I have it zugezeichen, then it was Omali Habocher David Shustel, Madrash Shivin and Madrash Gavoya. But later, lessons I found that the Shita, the Oitzel says also the same thing, that Rashi is going l'shitosei. Rashi holds by the Ruach Shlishis, you need a Tzuras HaPesach on the whole Ruach. If you have a Mechitzas Tefach, you need a Stima on the whole Ruach. But, if you'll have a Mechitza Zayin, then you won't need a Tzuras HaPesach anymore. And members in the Ritva alone is Metzadet, maybe that's Pshat and Rashi, but he says it's Poshet. And by Emerson, this is a Loshen of the Levush. The Levush says, in Tal Lamed Aleph, Haloche L'moyshe Misinai, Beis Tfanois Kisidron, Bashlishi Zayin. So there's a loch that you don't need following the rest of the sukkah. You don't need, it's sufficient if Ashlish is Zion. That is what the Levush says. So Bekitzel, so now we see these are these two Rashis. If you have a Mechitzas Tefach, so then Rav said over here, so then you have to make it a Tzuras HaPesach on the whole length of the sukkah. You have to make it a Tzuras HaPesach on the whole length of the sukkah. That is Shitas Rashi. And we said, why do we need this? We need this because on the Ruach Shlishis, we need, besides the Mechitzas Tefach, you need a steamer on the whole Ruach. That's what Rashi said here according to Robert. Rashi says, and after Zayin Amid Beis, but if you'll make a mechitza zayin on the third ruach, then you won't need a steep. That's it. Then you don't need anything more on the ruach shlishis. That is, these are these two rashis. This is the first loshen of Rashi. Of Rav. This is the first loshen of Rav. Let us again see the Gemara. Omar Rav ve'eino niteres elo betzures ha-pesach. Ika da Amri, a second Loshen, Omar Rove, v'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-Pesach. You could be materit with a tzuras ha-Pesach also. Now let us see Rashi. V'niteres nami b'tzuras ha-Pesach, mashmeh. The Tefach Sheshonino, now Rashi says the whole Arichis will try to explain the Arichis later. Mashme the Tefach Sheshonino, Hainu ke de Pirish Rapsimein Leil, here all of a sudden Rashi brings Rapsimein. Oise Stimas Tefach Eitzel Hayoitze, you make a Stimas Tefach Eitzel Hayoitze. Also Rabbi Lameima, so Rabbi said, the im also tsuras ha Pesach al pnei kol hadoifin. B'shnei kanim kol shehu v'kon al gabeim. If you make a tzuras ha-pesach and the ruach shlishis, koilei b'mokim tefach. This is equivalent to a tefach. U'marshalei kibosei, and it's marshal just as good as a tefach. The oi hai marshal. Rovin, the second Loshen, said, you have a choice. If you want, you can make a tefach seichik teich gimel. And if you want, you can make a tzuras ha-pesach and the whole ruach, which you don't need a tefach at all, to kanim kodu. This is the second Lashon of Rava. Now let's go to the third Lashon of Rava. Ike da amri yom ha-rava. Utzricho nami tzuras ha-pesach. It needs also a tzuras ha-pesach. Let us see Rashi. Utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach. Mashmid de tovayu bino. Tefach eitzel ha-yoytze. Vikone bezovi shekenegdoi. Vikone shal kabeyem. Koi mitefach ze lekone shal zovis. Now, let us try to explain these three lashonis in Rashi. The third lashon, the three lashonis of Rav, I mean. The third Lashon of Rove is Be'emison, like the first Lashon. You need two things. You need a Mechitzas Tefach. You need a Stima on the whole Ruach. These two things you need. Now the first Lashon says, you know, you can get away with two half Tvachim. Your Mechitzas Tefach can be made with two half Tvachim. As long as you have half and a half equals one. So so it's considered you have your mechitzas tefach and you need your tzuras ha-pesach to make a steamer. That's the first lashon of Rava. The third lashon of Rava says, no, it's a gate mitzvah. So you need a mechitzas tefach, but you also need a tzuras ha-pesach. So therefore you put a mechitzas tefach eitzel ha-yoytzei and you make a tzuras ha-pesach on the connected kolaruach. The second Lashon of Rava said you don't need a tefach. You have a choice. Either you make a tefach soichik, or you make a tzuras ha-pesach on the whole ruach. Now, it is very interesting, when Rashi explained these three Lashonis of Rava, it would seem as follows, that Rashi in the first Lashon, Rashi in the third Lashon, seems to be saying, like Rav said in the beginning, that the tefach has to be keneged hayoytzei. The tefach is right away, you put it next to where the wall ends, that's where you put the tefach. Look at the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, in the first Lashon, Rashi says, Amar Rovin Teres Ala Batzuras HaPesach, the first Rashi explains, Keitzat, konish achatzi tefach eitzel hayoytzei, that's the Lashon of Rav, the konish achatzi tefach mugtzei shekenegdei, period. So Rashi said the first Lashon of Rav like Rav, that the chatzi tefach is eitzel hayoytzei. Rashi in the third Lashon, utzricha nami tzuras ha-pesach, mash mitzavai binin, tefach eitzel hayoytzei, vaita like Rav, the konish bizovi shekenegdei, the konish al gabei. Fine. So the first Lashon, the third Lashon is like Rav. The second Lashon, that the second Lashon says you don't need a tefach, you can get away with a tzuras ha-pesach, all of a sudden Rashi get mit der ganze Megillah. Mash mit der tefach shushaninu, heineke de pirish rab simin leel, tefach rab simin zei. Oy, se stimas tefach, eitzel ayoytze. You make a stimas tefach, eitzel ayoytze. It's also good. All of a sudden, in the second Lashon, Rashi brought in Rav Simon. All of a sudden, Rav Simon. What is Pshat in this? And it's very interesting, the Lashon of Rashi, when Rashi brings down Rav Simon, so Rashi says, Oise stimas Pesach Eitzel Hayetze. You make a stimas Pesach Eitzel Hayetze. It would seem as follows, that Rashi had understood in the second Lashon of Rava. Let's work backwards. Rava said that you make a tzuvas a Pesach on the third ruach, it's good. Now let us try to understand what Rava is saying. Rava is saying that on the third ruach you don't need a mechitza. That's what he says. You can make a tzuvas a Pesach. The two koni koldu you can make niteres nami b'tzuvas a Pesach. Now, so that means as follows. He's saying a mouthful. The first two mechitzes, feistois, at tzuras ha-pesach does not need mechitzes over there. By sukkah, at tzuras ha-pesach, or no. By the third ruach, a steam helps. You don't need, there's no just din of mechitzes tefach. But is it pure din of mechitzes tefach? So Rashi says, yeah, this is a din of mechitzes tefach. The steam has tefach. And Rashi tells to Rav Simin. Now, Vasich Mir, the second Loshen, learned as follows. The Inyan, what is the Inyan? Roiv, you have Roiv, Rashi says there, Roiv Doifen Osui, but we'll see Vasich Mir, here we learn, not Roiv Doifen Osui, a Roiv of the Ruach is Sosum. That means we're making a steamer of Dalet Tvohim. That's what we do. We take a tefach seichik. Your mama did toich gimel. We're making a steamer of dalet tvoch. Now, after the steamer of dalet tvochim, it's good. But if you want, you can make a tzuras ha-pesach on the whole thing. Now, let's again work backwards. If we see you need a tzuras ha-pesach on the whole ruach, so we see that theoretically the whole ruach has to be sosu. If we need a steam, the whole ruach has to be sosum. How? Where do you have the whole ruach sosum if you have a steam of dalet tvochim? You don't have the whole ruach sosum over there. You only have dalet tvochim. We had mentioned before, when the Rishash, and Emerson, Rishayne mentioned this for him. But let us just mention what the Rishash says. The Gemara said that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Mechitzin is to tell us good, lovod, and Daifan Akumen. So the Rishash asks Akasha, there's another din Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that a Mechitzis Tefach is good. Why didn't the Gemara mention this? That a Mechitzis Tefach is good. So the Rishash says, that's pshat and good. That be'emesin you need that the whole Ruach has to be sosum. With a mechitza stefach, you say some the whole ruach. You schlep it. There's a din of good on the ruach shlishes. You schlep the whole ruach. That's not good. There's a din of good you schlep. Mechitza stefach is also one of the halachas of good. You schlep the mechitza. So Rava loim pshat and Rav Simon as follows. Rava loim pshat and Rav Simon that if you'll have a steamer, which is created from a mechitza stefach, but the steamer also was soisim, roiv of the ruach, the steamer made a steamer and dalet for him, which is roiv of Zion. So then we'll say good, it will schlep with this mechitza stefach, will schlep this steamer of dalet, it will be soisim the whole ruach. But that you need a mechitza stefach to schlep the whole ruach. You have a mechitza stefach, and it's roiv, you have roiv, Rashi says a loshen, Rashi says, ois a stima stefach. That means you make a stima of dalet with a tefach, then we'll be soisim the whole ruach. If you want to be soisim the whole ruach with a tzuras ha-pesach, kol ha-kovet. So Rashi learned pshat, the only man d'yoma who said, or we could think that said, that a steamer is sufficient, beruach shlishis, that is Rab Simon. Rab Simon was the one that said this. Rab Simon was the one that said that a steamer is sufficient. Now he said, he made the steamer beruach shlishis with this combination of roi vasuya, with a tefach, that's toich gimel, so you have already a steamer dalet. So if you have a steamer dalet, we'll schlep the rest, and we'll be seisim dal ruach. If you don't want to make a steamer dalet, if you don't want to make a steamer dalet, so you have another alternative. Then you could go and take a tzuras ha-pesach, you'll make a tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kol ha-ruach. That's another alternative. These are the three Lashonis in Rove. Now we're going to have a very interesting Gemara. We won't have time to explain the Gemara now, but just let's say the words of the Gemara. Rav Ashi Ashkechei L'Rav Kahane D'Ko'ovid Tefach Soichik V'Ko'ovid Tzuras HaPesach. You see what he did? He made Shem HaShemayim. He made a Tefach Soichik. L'Cheir, he made Dalet for him. And then he made a Tzuras HaPesach and the whole Ruach. Omalei If you're making a tefach soichik, so you hold like Rab Simon, so Rab Simon is either enough a steam is dalit, and then we're soisim the whole ruach, or you make a tzuras apesach, a both to make. What kind of cheshbon is this? Why are you making both? And now it's kiloyrim leinayim. There's three lashonis in Rove. So why did he pick out the second lashon? There's other two lashonis. If that helped me, the zweite lashon. He says, because you hold like the second lashon. Because you hold, you're making a tefach soichik. So you hold that it works with stimus. So if it works with the stimus, so make a tefach soichik. Either make a tefach soichik or make a tefach soichik. But a tefach soichik plus a stimus. Omalei anoki idoch lishne derove svirli. I hold like the third Lashon of Rove. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, let us see. The Rashi, the cover tefach soichik eitzel hayoyitze kederab simai. Loisova lo mavani teres nami. Oi ho, oi hai, oi hai. Why did you make both? So he said that I hold like idoch lishna of Rove that you did nami at tzuras haPesach. So now lechayre is very schwer. Lechayre is very schwer. So if he holds that you need a tzuras haPesach. Like these are, so you need a tefach plus a tzuras of Pesach. That's good. You need a tefach plus a tzuras of Pesach. Aber lechoyre, why did he make a tefach soichik in a tzuras of Pesach? That is the problem.